The Purple Project Podcast, back once again. Eddie Greer here for another edition on the midweek Wednesday, December 29th, 2021. This is the continuation focusing individually of the position matchups here for K-State taking on LSU next week in their postseason bowl, the Tax Act Texas Bowl. Here real quick, running back position, right? So, obviously, the story of this one going down here, you know, I'm diving right on in, so not messing around. Deuce Vaughn, obviously, we know plenty about Deuce Vaughn, right? Approaching 1,300-yard rusher this year, 15 touchdowns on the ground. He has another three in the air. And you know you're going to get it from Deuce. Who's going to be behind Deuce Vaughn? That's been the big question. And I've just been, for the last couple of days, been looking down the stats and what other guys to see what's going on. Obviously, you're going to have your fullbacks in here as well, but you lose. Obviously, it hurts not to have Joe Irvin in this game. That was your 1-2 punch right there. He was most likely going to get at least a quarter of the snaps anyway. Joe Irvin finished up his K-State career. At least his second year with K-State, 64 carries, 322 yards, two touchdowns. He averaged 5 yards a pop on the ground. So you lose that, and Joe Irvin, yeah, I feel bad for him because he also was dealing with a flu at one point this year, got dinged up, couldn't play in another game. So you lose that change of back. But Joe Irvin did make an announcement on where he was going. I believe it was Middle Tennessee State. Middle Tennessee State, I said? On one of the weeklies, I think it was Middle Tennessee State. So he's going to go there and enjoy Kier, right? I believe before Joe Irvin declared he was hitting the transfer portal. So you lose and jerk here, right? Probably wasn't going to play that much anyways. Saw a pattern with these guys. Kater, right, you know, we saw a high ceiling with him in his first year, just a bammy ram, and I thought that I was really going to carry on in here, but it just didn't, and I didn't think the playbook didn't seem very, didn't sync up well with him while Courtney Messingham was here and whatnot. But he's gone, Messingham fired, he's gone. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be interesting to see who backs up Deuce Vaughn in this, and all it can come up with one option. Obviously, if Scott Thompson does play, I don't think he's going to rush it that much unless he has to pull it down and run the football. You're looking at a freshman down here who snuck up on me a little bit. Not a freshman, but a sophomore, Jordan Skippers. Only 2 carries and 7 yards for him in his entire season. So you got that. Obviously, you put Malik Knowles in a running game. That's something that I would make a Seth bet on. That was some of those jet sweeps. I know Clown wants to keep the offense close to this vest. And we're going to see what Colin Klein does next Tuesday night. But, yeah, Skippers, as far as I know, is RB2 in my opinion. But you could see Keenan Gardner a little more of him. The talent, we stress too much on this podcast when it comes to K-State offense about the talent they have. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. And you've heard me say this on previous episodes of the weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast. So it just blows my mind that there is so much out there and it just didn't utilize it at all. And it leads to transfers and whatnot. And yes, you can tell me. This is the way of the world now in college football. You know, you don't start, you don't play, you don't start. You hit the transfer portal. You didn't get this back in the day. You ruled it out. And either that or you're a depth piece. Not a depth piece, but a depth piece in that. So, I mean, yeah, and a lot of folks can use that depth to strengthen their roster. But in case this really hurts them. Deuce Vaughn, obviously, the all-purpose, all-American back. But you got nobody back there. What if Deuce Vaughn gets nicked up? I mean, I'm not trying to jinx it or anything. But you got to have some safety net back there if he does go happen to go down, yes, Deuce Vaughn is a machine. But if he gets hurt somewhat, Lord willing, next Tuesday night, who's going to be back there? That's the one we have not touched on. So, and I touched that subject. Yes, I did. I'm not. I hope I didn't jinx that. But we'll see. But obviously, who's going to be backup? We'll have to see about that. Obviously, you can use Knowles and maybe more Keenan Gardner, maybe. But obviously, you got your fullbacks back there to lead the way. Ben Sinnott, who's been playing majority of the second half at fullback instead of Jack Sinnott. So that's something to keep your eyes on there as well. Sinnott's been getting a lot of playing time in the backfield as well. But we've seen our interchangeable fullback, so you know they're going to play in this football game. So, I mean, again, we don't even know who's playing for LSU, so I can't tell you that. Who's going to be lining up against Deuce Vaughn and those fullbacks, Skylar Thompson, those guys back there. So all I know is my guys, and they're going to have an opportunity, hopefully, to move the pile. I guess now LSU in the past was very tough to run against, but this is 6-16. They were going up against Tiger team. They were going up against, I don't know. I just can't put a finger on it. But I think they're going to be able to move at least the chains on the ground a little bit and maybe to get Deuce in space, because obviously SEC, you see big dudes. And this doesn't stray away the train for LSU. They're going to have athletes. They're going to have big dudes up front. You're going to have to move them. And we'll get to the offensive line. Obviously, I think tomorrow's the offensive line, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, you're gonna have to move the plow, give Deuce some room, like they have all year long. And Deuce, he finds a little seat creak in there, he can turn it up and go. We've seen this the last 2 years. He sees that little bit of space in there, he could turn up just like that and turn up in another mode. So definitely, I think Deuce is going to score. He's a scoring machine. 18 touchdowns total this year. I think that's also a safe bet. He puts it in the end zone maybe twice in this one. I'm going a little far, a little bit out there. But I think he scores at least twice in this game, in this bowl game. So we'll see what happens. Obviously with the game plan, with Colin Klein going in here, the interim OC going into this game against LSU, the Tax Act Texas Bowl, same damn thing. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, Deuce Vaughn leads the head of steam for the backs in this one. Will be interesting to see, for sure. That's for sure. So we'll see. Before I get too crazy, let me wrap this up. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, and more. I think we're on Radio Republic, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. So definitely the word's getting out. If you're a K-State alum, lives in Manhattan or Junction City, Salina, anywhere of those places, Western Kansas, outside of Kansas, alumni, you're a student on campus, spread the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Another edition of the preview leading up, position preview leading up to the LSU game. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys for downloading and subscribing to the Purple Project Podcast. We will talk to you next time. Go Cats!